G'day everyone, it's Ian here, and Happy New Year, everybody. I'm heading out for some New Year's celebrations. Brisbane, particularly where I live, near the urban centre of Brisbane, it goes a bit crazy tonight. They have barges up and down the river and the fireworks and all that sort of stuff, and it's very easy to get log jammed in my suburb. So I'm sneaking out. And I'm just currently heading up to Paddington. I was thinking about riding the bicycle. I certainly wouldn't drive because it means I would have to be careful with what I drink. And I decided instead, and then I have to deal with the traffic. Like I said, it's pretty horrendous. So I thought, I'll just walk, get some exercise. It's only a 40-minute walk. That's all right. And it's a beautiful, warm night. Well, it's a warm night. It's been really overcast today. Hey, you guys in the UK, we've had an overcast day like you probably have. Leaden skies is what it is, as I heard Slandy refer to it the other day. Really heavy, dark clouds, but still very warm. Yeah, still up in the high 20s, you know, very much sweating like a pig. But yeah, very overcast, but incredibly comfortable to walk in. So I have no problems with the idea of walking over to... It's a bit of a shindig that I'm having with a few friends, mainly tango friends. So it'll be a nice evening out. But what I wanted to talk about is not so much the future, but I want to talk about the past. Paul Omani at Omani Blog sent me a link on the comments for the last audiobook I put up to a book. And it was rather interesting because the book link is actually to... something that I was going to bring up in this audioboo about perceptions. And that audioboo was about perceptions, but this audioboo is particularly about time and the way we perceive time. Considering time is a completely human construct, there is no such thing as time. The actual thing that we refer to as time does not exist in nature. It isn't even a physical law or anything. It's just a human construct that we use to measure change. But it's something that is incredibly powerful in the way it manipulates us. And I heard it said that different creatures perceive time differently. Now, that could be a little bit hard to work out, but mice, because they have a heart rate of... And they're thinking maybe it's got something to do with heart rate, you know, metabolic rate. All that has something to do with the way time is perceived. In the case of mice, they don't live that long, 3 years, I think, and they have a heart rate of something like 200 beats a minute. But they live out a full and rich life in those 3 years because their heart rate, their metabolism, the way they think, is ramped up. Fruit flies that maybe live 20 or 30 days, maybe faster still. But good old Harry the tortoise that used to live here in Brisbane, actually. Harry the tortoise used to live in the botanical gardens here in Brisbane for many, 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 many years. I have to use that many many's because he was here a very long time. And he eventually moved up to the Crocodile Hunters, Australia Zoo, a good few years ago. He was an old, old tortoise. He was so old that he was collected as a baby by one Charles Darwin. That's how old he was. What was also interesting is tortoises are really difficult to sexually identify. Because you see, Harry was Harriet. and it wasn't until Harry had well and truly matured that they actually realised that Harry was a girl. Anyway, the reason I'm talking about Harriet is tortoises have a really slow heart rate. But they also live a really long time. Like, hey, Harriet died only a few years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago. But lived for something like 130 years. But lived a full and rich life, just like we do, in that period of time. And I've heard it said that the reason a four-year-old so struggles with the fact that Christmas is coming around, and it's going to be so long before Christmas arrives again. Hey, that must be what it's like for poor Mia. Hey, Topgold? you know, she's got to wait another whole year, another sixth of her life for the next Christmas to come around. But for you, Bernie, it's what, a 50th of your life? And Mac, is it a 60th of your life? For me, it's a 53rd of my life. Much, much shorter period of time. I was talking to a friend, Claudio, who's in Germany, and we're talking about the fact that we first met 5 years ago. And I said, yeah, well, you've got to understand, Claudio, for you, that is a fifth of your life. For me, it's a tenth of my life. So it seems much more recent. That's why we perceive every year going by faster. Notice that? It ramps up. Year by year, it's getting faster and faster and faster, and all of a sudden there's this panic, and we're getting to the end way too quickly, aren't we? But when we were kids, it was so agonizingly slow. But time itself changed within the physical environment, hasn't altered our perception. We know this is what's altered. And what's going on there? Well, like I said, it's because it's a fraction of your life. And the fraction gets smaller as we get older. I'm bringing this up for a reason, dear Audioboo listeners, because there's been something happening in my world that's really odd. What would you do if you found a way to extend your life? Would you embrace it? Especially if it was relatively simple. What does extending your life mean? Instead of living to be 80, what if you live to be 200? Well, everybody says, yeah, I've got to be healthy and all that sort of stuff. But I don't mean necessarily in years, because referencing to what I'm talking about here, it's about perception. What if instead of living 80 years that are getting faster and faster and faster, those 80 years are the same length of time? Or maybe even slowing down. What then? Would you be living more life because you're contemplating and appreciating more, smelling the roses more, taking time with people who are important in your life more? Would life become richer? Even if the same number of actual orbits around the sun are the same, are you living more life? About 2 years ago, I noticed it. The year 2012 it was, the year I was in Berlin. I remember coming back, and it was a tough year for me. 2012 was my hard year. A lot of people complaining about 2013 being a tough year, but 2012 was my tough year. So it was a tough year at one level. But in thinking about it as it was wrapping up, 2012 didn't take a year to go past. 2012 took about 18 months to go by compared to all the recent years. Previous years have been going by in 8 months and 6 months and 3 months. No sooner had we hit March, when my birthday is, was Christmas time. But 2012, it was like, wow, we're in July and there's still so much year ahead. And this year I've been watching it. This year has taken 2 years. This year has gone by gracefully slow. I don't mean boring, I don't mean tedious. No, it hasn't been like that at all. It's been a wonderful year. I've had, like I've said previously, previous audio boo, it's been a wonderful year. But it's been going by, compared to other years, really slow. It feels like it's taken 2 years. I've lived 2 years in 2013. I got a bonus year in life. Hey, I win. And the only reason I can put it down to it is it's perception. You know, there's no magic here. The sun hasn't slowed down. Otherwise, you would have all noticed it too. It's all about perception, because, hey, at the end of the day, everything in our existence is about our perception. That's how we take whatever is out there and we make sense of it in here through our senses, the way we perceive the world. My perception of time is slowing down. And the only reason that has been happening that I can consider is the only thing that is becoming more and more substantial in my life is I am mindful of what I'm doing. I'm more considerate of the people I associate with. I empathise more with their situations. I notice the environment I'm in. I consider where I walk, how I act. I am mindful of a lot of my life. Not everything, because like I mentioned in that previous audio, I'm pretty crap at it. But I'm certainly more mindful than I was. And even that tiny, 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 tiny improvement is such that I'm receiving this benefit. A benefit of having an additional year this year. What a bonus! It's been really interesting to observe it. Now, I don't know if it's going to continue. I don't know if 2014 is going to blitz through. I don't know if it's going to feel like 3 months. I don't know if it's going to feel like 3 years. I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't really mind what happens. But I've noticed that I'm appreciating things, and I'm observing, and I'm noticing. And it's simply because I'm taking the time to be mindful of everything around me. If you could live to be three times older, three times more wise, three times more experienced in this life that you get, because you only get one life, maybe, just maybe, I've hit upon something. Doesn't matter. It seems to be working for me. That's all that I really care about. It's been a good year. 2013 has been a very, very good year. And I feel really grateful for it. And we'll catch up in the next boo tomorrow about the new year. Until then, all my dear Audio Boo friends, all my Twitter, Facebook friends, all the people on app.net. I even dropped into Plurk the other day. There's still some people there. How about that? To everybody out there in the social media world, and anybody else who happens to trip across this audio boo, Happy New Year, everybody, and enjoy the celebrations tonight. Bye for now.